Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now, there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the hit killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Sarah Boone, the suitcase murderer trial that's set to begin in Florida. If you're playing along at home and watching anything other than true crime like the weather or news, there's a major hurricane about to hit Florida as of this recording, and Sarah's been saved by the hurricane, at least for a week.
Well, if there's a courthouse left to go to, that's the other thing. I need to figure out exactly where this is. My mom is currently in the path of this hurricane, so
yeah,
it's a Category 5 as of our recording right now.
Oh, it so is really.
They just upped it this morning. Mm-hmm.
Is this expected to sustain to 5 as it goes in?
From what I heard, yes.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's going to be big. So my question is there going to be a courtroom for them to have?
Well, maybe they could do it outside.
There you go. Floating on a boat, maybe.
Yeah, this charges, and I'm not trying to make a joke here, but yeah, charges are stemming from the 2020 death of boyfriend George Torres Jr., who was discovered dead inside a suitcase in the couple's apartment. Prosecutors allege that Boone, who's 42, deliberately left Torres to suffocate after zipping him inside the luggage, which was found the morning of February 24th. 2020. Boone has asserted that Torres voluntarily climbed into the suitcase during a game of hide and seek after they had spent the evening drinking. However, evidence found on Boone's phone tells a very different story. In two videos recorded that night, Torres can be heard begging to be let out of the suitcase while Boone laughs and mocks him, ignoring his pleas. Authorities say Boone left Torres trapped and went to bed shortly after recording the videos, leaving him inside the suitcase until morning. The defense, led by James Owens, Boone's ninth attorney, intends to argue that Boone's actions were the result of battered spouse syndrome, citing a history of abuse between the couple. It was a toxic, tumultuous relationship with a record of domestic disturbances, Owens stated. Boone's defense will seek to highlight years of domestic abuse and arrests as contributing factors in her actions. Boone has been outspoken in her own defense, writing numerous letters to the presiding judge, Michael Kiranek, and even placing a personal advertisement out to find a new attorney. Owens, who volunteered to represent her after Boone's previous 8 attorneys withdrew due to her behavior, maintains that she has a story that must be heard. The details of the crime are far more complex than they appear on the surface, Owens commented. Sarah Boone has experienced significant trauma, which we believe played a role in the events leading up to Mr. Torres' death. On October 7th, Boone rejected a plea agreement that would have allowed her to plead guilty to manslaughter and serve 15 years in prison. By rejecting the offer, she risks a minimum of 22 and a half years behind bars with the potential for a life sentence if convicted. Boone's decision to proceed to trial underscores her desire to tell her side of the story despite the considerable risks involved. I don't know. I'm going to guess maybe more of a personality disorder, considering she's gone through 9 attorneys. The trial's start was initially set for October 7th. But forecasted hurricane has now forced the courthouse to close, leading to a 1-week delay. Jury selection is now scheduled to begin on October 14th, with the trial expected to draw significant public attention due to the disturbing nature of the evidence and Boone's ongoing claims of self-defense. Boone's defense team will face a challenging case as prosecutors seek to use the video evidence to portray Boone as a callous and unremorseful individual. Prosecutor Linda Driscoll stated, "These videos speak volumes. You can see the victim pleading for his life, and the defendant is simply ignoring him. That kind of indifference speaks to the intent." So, saved by the hurricane.
Well, for now,
It's all right, because I'm saved by the hurricane.
You know, I know that we need to do a trial. I know that's the way our system works, but this just seems so... She did it.
Well, we're not arguing that she didn't do it. We know she did it. But we're arguing more so, is this manslaughter? Or is this first-degree murder? Is this second-degree murder? What is this that we're looking at here? And that's what the point of it is.
Yeah, I appreciate you restructuring that thought process, because I'm just sitting here going, this just feels like such an incredible waste of time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's more so determining, I think, how long should Sarah Boone go away, if at all, depending on how this is looked at. You know, she doesn't seem like the brightest bulb from what we've seen thus far. I actually kind of believe her that she wasn't intentionally trying to kill him. I just think she was an idiot that got drunk and thought she was being silly. And then, oh, fuck, I fell asleep when he was in the suitcase. And, yeah.
You know, you're responsible for what you do when you're intoxicated, but you don't know what you're doing. So...
Oh,
it leaves a little bit of question there.
Sarah needs to face consequences for her actions, without a doubt. It can't just be a walk away thing of, oh my gosh, you know, this is a horrible accident. It was, but a person's life ended, and you did have an opportunity to stop that from happening.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I'm going to guess at the end of the day, she's probably going to get about 20 years.
That sounds about right. You know, maybe she and Karen Reed can do some classes on excessive drinking.
Karen would have to come down to Florida for that. We all know that's not on the cards right now. But maybe if Proctor got involved somehow in this, you know, that could be another interesting tie-in to this case. But there you go. Next week, Sarah Boone, the suitcase trial will begin. And we will bring you all of the audio right here.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and savor every twisted detail without interruption.